Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Recently, someone in the Pump app asked me whether I think today's actors are 100% natural. It's a question I'm asked a lot. Listen, I can't tell you whether different actors are natural or not, but I can tell you that judging yourself against them is crazy no matter what, and your best move is always going to be to compete with yourself and make sure you're improving every day to avoid getting sucked into a trap of comparison. We can assume that people take stuff because sometimes actors have to gain weight quickly for the role. But I don't know how the information helps you. You never, ever want to compare yourself to what you see on the screen. We never know what movie magic is being used. We know in movies like 300, bodies were enhanced digitally. In other movies, they de-age people, and many times actors have used body doubles. The stunts are done by experts, and more the sets are green screens. It isn't reality. So why would you compare yourself to the movie world? It's not even worth worrying about what they took. They get paid to work out and eat well. They might have a chef and a trainer from the studio. And that doesn't include the extremes. Some people will dehydrate themselves. They get a tan. They have mega people to spray them with oil to make their muscles pop. They have dumbbells and bands to get a pump right before they go on camera. It is a ton of movie magic. With all of these things, you can look at it two ways. One, I think, is the more negative way. It's to say they can't be like that naturally. Well, duh, it is movie magic. The other is to be inspired, because even though they have benefits you don't, it still took a shitload of work. And like that they share their workouts. My lifting career started by reading one of those magazines with Rachel Park's workouts when he was in the Hercules movie. I chose to be inspired. The way to be inspired is to realize you are only competing against yourself, not them. If you have a little less body fat or a little more definition than last week, you're winning. If you do want to compete with other people, pick a real world competition like weightlifting or powerlifting or any sport. Use those screen idols for inspiration, not comparison. I hope that helps. And now let's get to today's tips. Recently, there's been debate whether it's best to push back the timing of morning caffeine. But if you're like me and enjoy your coffee first thing, here's some good news. New research suggests that you're not causing problems if you have coffee immediately after you get up in the morning. Some experts have speculated that early morning coffee creates a physiological domino effect that can reduce your energy and cause the dreaded afternoon crash. As an alternative, it's been suggested that your body could make better use of caffeine if you wait 1 to 2 hours after waking. A team of researchers analyzed more than 200 studies to answer the question. They didn't just focus on energy levels and crashing. They examined 14 common questions, including whether caffeine dehydrates. For the record, the water in coffee offsets the diuretic effect until you have more than 5 cups. And they looked at whether caffeine causes bone mineral loss, which could occur in women drinking more than 4 cups per day. So when should you have your first cup? According to the current research, you get to choose when you take your first sip. If you feel better waiting for coffee, do what works best for you. However, despite the concerns, little evidence suggests that delaying your coffee prevents an afternoon crash or disrupts cognitive function, energy, or sleep. Now let's talk about your immune system. Autoimmune disorders are the perfect example of a good thing gone bad. They occur when your immune system works a little too well and attacks your body. In many cases, autoimmune issues are hard to predict or prevent. But if you want some insurance, a diet change could help your body function the way you want. New research suggests that fish oil might help prevent autoimmune disorders. We don't believe in overreacting to one study, but this one is worth watching. Researchers examined more than 21,000 participants over a 7-year period. People took fish oil, vitamin D, or a placebo for 5 years. Then, for 2 years, everyone stopped using supplements. During the 5 years of supplement use, participants taking fish oil had a 22% lower risk of autoimmune disease. Then, during the 2 years they went off the supplement, the protective benefits disappeared. Compared to the placebo group, even after the 2-year period, the fish oil group still had a 17% lower risk of disease. Again, it's just one study, and no one behavior can guarantee prevention. But this is a low-risk option, and fish oil has many other health benefits. As we've shared previously, you're likely better off getting the fish oil from fatty fish options such as salmon, mackerel, herring, or sardines. Finally, let's talk about dieting. In last Friday's newsletter, we shared that following a flexible diet could be the secret to sticking to a plan longer, seeing better results, and not burning out. But there's something bigger that gets lost in the conversation. When you think about building an unbreakable diet, you usually make dramatic changes, like avoiding all restaurants and takeout foods or removing foods completely, such as carbs, sugar, and desserts. But this doesn't work the way you want. A study published in the journal Appetite examined this exact scenario. Researchers looked at what happens when you tell people to go cold turkey on their favorite foods and found that people ate 133% more calories than those given no restrictions or guidelines whatsoever. You're taught there are good foods and bad foods, and that adding flexibility means sacrificing results. In reality, diets built around extreme restrictions increase stress, anxiety, and cravings. And that can cause so many good intentions to fail. That's what the latest research on diet breaks suggests. You can enjoy and still achieve better health. If you're trying to start eating better, build a plan where it's hard to fail. This is one of my favorite lessons from Adam's book called You Can't Screw This Up. It's truly fantastic and one of the few nutrition books I recommend. Adam's big message is to add more foods you enjoy. Because when you have flexibility and some freedom, the entire process isn't miserable. As Adam says in his book, everyone wants to say that it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, but rarely does anyone ask what you want your life to look like. I think most people believe a good life means prioritizing and protecting your health without stressing everything you eat. It won't look like all the other diets. And that's usually what you need to make the plan work for you. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.